Hi, everyone, and welcome to English for You. My name is Joe.
And I'm Mike.
Today, we're on our story unit, and we're going to be talking about a classic tale of The Little Mermaid.
Now, oh, yes.
I have actually not read the story, but I have seen the Disney cartoon.
Have you?
I have.
Okay.
Why, just yesterday. I watch it every week.
Really?
You don't?
No. Yes. I've seen...
Don't pretend like you don't watch it.
I've never seen it.
I can't be the only one who watches The Little Mermaid every week.
I know there's Ariel.
Don't make me feel weird.
She's got red hair, and I've never watched it. You're weird.
Okay, I am weird.
It's weird.
But you know what's not weird is reading the actual story.
Ah.
So we're going to take you through that over the next few days here on English for You. It's actually a very old story. Mm-hmm. And of course, with these old fables, there's always morals and lessons about life that we can all learn. So let's go ahead and read through today's article, and then Mike and I will be back.
Reading.
The Little Mermaid. In the depths of the ocean, farther than the mind could imagine, is the castle of the Sea King. It has walls made out of coral, and the roof is built from shells that open and close as water flows over them. Inside, the king rules over everything that swims through the clear blue water. The Sea King lives with his mother and his 6 beautiful mermaid daughters. Out of his daughters, the youngest is the prettiest of them all. She is a strange child, quiet and curious. She loves to take care of her garden. She cares so much for her pretty red blooms, which remind her of the sun. She cannot wait until she turns 15. At this age, her grandmother will allow her to visit the world above. When the Little Mermaid finally is old enough, she sets off from the deep to the top of the water. The first thing she sees is a large ship. There is music and song on board, and the Little Mermaid swims close to the cabin windows. She can see many people inside. Among them is a handsome young prince with large black eyes. The party is for his 16th birthday.
All right, today's article starts off by saying, in the depths of the ocean, farther than the mind could imagine, is the castle of the Sea King.
So, wow.
Yeah, wow. We're going deep below the ocean here. Mm-hmm. Farther than the mind can imagine. Farther here has to do with distance. Mm-hmm. You know, there's near, which is close. There's far, which is far away. And there is farther. It's a degree of distance that we're talking.
So more far than
more far. More far than far. Farther. Mm-hmm. You wouldn't say further. Further is something different. When you're talking in like hypothetical situations, you use further. He went further in terms of, you know, scientific research or something. Farther is distance, and we're going farther down deep below the ocean waves.
Okay, so for example, let's say we could say L.A. is far from Taiwan.
Yes.
New York is farther.
Farther,
you have
yes.
to travel an even longer distance to get there. So we are way, way, way far, far, far under the water. It says down there in the land of the Sea King, he has a castle, and it has walls made out of coral, and the roof is built from shells that open and close as water flows over them. Wow, that's pretty cool. Okay, so yeah, if something is made of coral, well, coral is some, of course, something we find under the ocean, under the sea. It's made up of tiny little plants and tiny little animals, and their bodies, eventually after they die, form this very hard, almost rock-like substance. And coral's great because then other plants and animals grow on it, and it builds up over many, many years to be really large areas that can have a lot of life, a lot of fish, Shellfish, crabs, plants, all sorts of sea creatures live down there on the coral. It's very hard. So, yeah, if you're making a castle under the water, coral would be a good thing to make it out of. And if something flows, well, it moves as a liquid. When we see a river going from one part down to the other part, we talk about the river flowing down. You could also have water flowing down the roof of a building, maybe when it's raining, or if you're wearing a hat or an umbrella, the water would flow off of the water or the hat or the umbrella. So it's basically moving water. That's, of course, spelled F-L-O-W, F-L-O-W, flow, or for water to move.
Okay, let's find out what's happening inside this castle here. The article says, inside, the king rules over everything that swims through the clear blue water. So he rules over people. That's what kings and queens, royalty, that's what they do. They rule over people. It just means they are in charge. The people have to do whatever the king says.
That's
right. The king says, you know what? You're going to build me a guest house on my castle today. They have to do that. They have to start getting some coral ready, building some walls, that kind of thing, because he rules, R-U-L-E-S, over them. The Sea King, he's not alone, though. He lives with his mother and his six beautiful mermaid daughters. So his mom is still there.
Okay.
Kind of like in Taiwan. He still lives with his parents.
That's right.
Even though he's a grown man. He lives with his parents, and he's got six daughters. He is really, really outnumbered. He's the only guy in the house. I'm not sure. Would that be enjoyable, or... he'd be bossed around a lot.
It could be. If he likes fashion and makeup and talking about the latest styles, enjoy it. I guess the sea queen died or something.
Yeah, she doesn't seem to be around.
Kind of sad, yeah. Well, out of his daughters, and you said he has
six
of them, so out of his daughters, the youngest is the prettiest of them all, okay? So they're all very pretty, but the youngest one, the little daughter, is the prettiest of them all, or the most pretty. She is a strange child, quiet and curious. Okay, so she's a little different from her sisters who like to play and make a lot of noise. This youngest, prettiest one is actually quiet and curious.
Hey, Mike, what's curious mean? What's curious mean?
It's a word that means you have a lot of questions.
What questions?
Questions about things,
what?
About information. You want to
what
gather.
Kind of information?
You want to learn. You want to know things. Wait, you're just pretending to be curious.
Maybe I am.
Okay. Yes, if you are curious, you're probably like a good scientist or maybe a police detective. You have lots of questions. You're always looking for answers. There's many things out there that you don't know about, but you want to know about. So having a curious mind is good, right? Because you'll discover things, you'll learn new things, travel to new places, and just generally get a lot of enjoyment from learning. That's curious. C-U-R-I-O-U-S.
All right. Well, the story moves on to say she loves to take care of her garden. So we're talking about the youngest, prettiest daughter here, who is also very curious.
And quiet.
And quiet. Yeah. Not like me, not like annoying and curious and always poking and asking questions all the time, just like this.
Yes, but you do love to take care of your garden.
I do. I have a lovely garden, maybe full of roses and other flowers.
That's what I thought.
I don't have a garden. Okay.
No, I didn't.
Well, it goes on to say she cares so much for her pretty red blooms, which remind her of the sun. Blooms here is another word for like flowers, because they bloom. It just means the flowers open up when the sun comes out, so they can absorb the energy from the sun. That's how they live. And these blooms remind her of the sun. If something reminds you of something else, it means that when you think of one thing, it makes you think of the other thing. So when she sees these red flowers, she thinks, these look like the sun, which she would know about only by seeing it through all the water
it's
above
true,
her, I guess.
Yeah.
It's not something that would be shining upon her all the time, deep down there under the sea. But these flowers, they remind her of the sun because, well, they kind of look like little miniature suns down there under the sea.
And I guess finding, you know, a bright red color under the ocean isn't that common.
No.
So
especially
if
you're deep under the sea.
That's right. If you had something kind of round and red-like, it would maybe kind of look like the sun, I suppose. Well, she cannot wait until she turns 15. So we know that she's quite a young girl because she is not yet 15. She's probably 13, 14, but she can't wait. She's really excited until the time when she has her 15th birthday, when she turns 15. Why? Well, at this age, her grandmother will allow her to visit the world above. Oh, okay. Wow. So she'll get a little bit of freedom. She'll be able to travel a little bit further from her safe sea castle to visit the world above. This, of course, will happen when she turns or becomes 15. That's what happens on your birthday. On your birthday, you always turn a year older or become a year older. You don't actually have to turn around.
You can.
You could.
It wouldn't do anything.
It wouldn't change much. You would still be the same age, but maybe your friends would pull out more presents if you turned and then came back. I don't know. But it just means becoming a year older.
I couldn't wait till I turned 16, because
why
that's when 16? You get your driver's license.
Oh, that's right.
And you can drive a car.
Yeah.
I don't think they have cars under the sea, though, but when she turns 15, she can go up to the surface, finally, and see what's going on
the
up there.
Exciting moment in her life, yeah.
Next, the story says, when the Little Mermaid finally is old enough, she sets off from the deep to the top of the water.
Now,
okay. We see the phrase there, set off. That just means to begin a journey or to go somewhere. I set off for the shopping mall, or I set off for the city of Kaohsiung. It just means to go somewhere, and to set off is our shortcut for you for today. So let's take a closer look at this phrase.
Shortcut for you.
I've got my bag ready. Are you ready?
Yep, I have everything with me.
This is it. Time to go on the big company trip.
Exciting, isn't it? All right, let's set off then.
Set off? Is there an alarm?
To set off means to start a trip or journey.
Gotcha! Set off is 出发.
Bingo! It's now time for us to set off on our big trip.
Okay, but before we do that, can we set off for the drugstore? I need some shampoo to take.
Okay.
And from there, can we set off for some snacks? I'm getting hungry.
Sure.
And maybe we can stop to...
Why don't we just set off?
Sure, but first, let's just, you know, get through the place that I want.
That was our shortcut for you, all about setting off or to go somewhere. So this daughter, she's about to turn 15 and she's ready to set off to go to the surface. And this is something that she has always dreamed of.
And that's right. The first thing she sees when she goes up to the surface, which of course is the top of the water where the water ends and the land or the sky begins. So when she goes up there, the first thing she sees is a large ship. So there's a large ship or a really big boat. Generally, ships are bigger than boats, but there's always a little bit of middle ground in there. But anyway, this is a really big boat or a large ship. There's music and song on board. So singing and music, and sounds like people are having a party. And the Little Mermaid swims close to the cabin windows. Okay, of course, she wants to know what's going on. She hears all this wonderful music and the songs, so she wants to know what's happening. So she wants to look through the windows of the boat. And if we talk about a boat and the small rooms that you might stay in if you're on the boat, we don't say rooms like in a hotel. We say cabins, okay? A cabin is basically the same as a room. It's probably a little bit smaller, as you can imagine, on a ship or a boat. You don't have so much space, but you'd have your bed and a place to keep your clothes and a window and a door, and that would be your private room or your cabin on board. Yes, when you get onto a boat, you get on board the boat. You also get on board a train. Mm-hmm. You can get on board an airplane as
well.
Not a car. Generally, things that you stand up while you're walking into them, if it's a vehicle, we can say on or on board. But if it's something smaller, like a car, a taxi, you get in because you have to kind of move your body into a smaller shape. But if you can just kind of walk on with your bag, like a bus, a boat, a train, an airplane, you get on board. So she wants to know what's happening on the boat. So she looks through the windows of the cabin. What does she see, Joe?
Well, she can see many people inside.
Of course, they're singing and playing music.
There's people gathered there.
Yes.
They all seem to be having a wonderful time.
Okay.
And among them is a handsome young prince with large black eyes. Okay.
Ooh.
Here we go. Now we get the love interest involved. Always have to have that for a good story.
Okay.
And he has large black eyes. He sounds like an alien.
Wait, how does she know he's a prince?
Maybe he's wearing his crown.
Oh, okay. Okay.
You can always tell a person by their hat.
It's true. Most people don't wear crowns.
Yeah. Most people wouldn't. Yeah. So if you see a guy with a crown, he's probably a prince.
It's good advice.
And the party is for his 16th birthday.
He's young, so he's probably not the king.
Nope.
He would be the son of the king, the prince. Okay, makes
and
sense.
And they're around the same age.
Yeah.
He's 15, he's 16. Could be a little romance going on here. We don't know yet, though. We're going to find out on our next program. We're almost out of time for today's show, but before we leave you, let's have our For You Chat.
For You Chat.
All right, today in the story, we talked about this young mermaid living under the sea, and the one thing that she couldn't wait to do was to travel up to the surface to see how people were living. What was going on up
That's
there?
Right.
What kind of strange and wonderful and curious things were going on away from where she lived? So that's the subject of our For You Chat. Mike, what's one thing you couldn't wait to do in life?
One thing that I couldn't wait to do, so
yes.
The idea is I was really excited to do this.
Yeah, you really wanted something to do so bad, but maybe you were too young and you had to wait a while to do it.
I know, I can think of one. Of course, there's many things that I couldn't wait to do in my life at different times. Finish high school was probably one of them. Travel a lot, maybe go to some of the great places I've been lucky enough to go. But I can think of one when I first moved to Taiwan, I couldn't wait to buy a scooter.
You wanted to buy a scooter?
I wanted to buy a scooter. I'd been here maybe 3 or 4 months, and I saw, this was before the MRT was really, very convenient.
A long time ago.
And, taking a bus was a little slow, and I saw these people, and they were driving around, and their life looked so quick and efficient and convenient.
And dangerous,
but I wanted to get a scooter, and it took a little bit of time, because, not speaking a lot of Chinese, I couldn't just buy it from anyone, and, it was also expensive. So, I saved my money, and after about 6 months of living in Taipei, I got my scooter, and it really improved my life. I had
you
more
could
free
go places.
Time, I could go more places, I could explore more areas. So that was one thing I was really happy about. How about you?
One thing I already mentioned earlier in the program was to get my driver's license.
Yes.
Kind of similar.
Similar thing, yeah.
For us, when you're 16, you can get your driver's license.
In Canada,
and that means freedom.
Yes.
You can drive places. You can get a car. You can go out on dates.
Mm-hmm.
You can take a girl somewhere.
You pick up your friends and drive downtown or
you can
something.
Go anywhere if you can afford the gas.
And your parents will lend you the car.
And your parents will say, yes, you can borrow the car.
Right.
But yes, that represented freedom.
That's true.
Just like going to the surface represented freedom for the girl in the story. So
absolutely.
It's kind of like getting her driver's license, only she's not driving anything. She's just swimming. Okay.
Right. So how about you guys? What's one thing in your life that you've already done and you were excited about or is still in the future and you can't wait to do this thing? Have a chat about that. Should be interesting.
Should be very interesting. All right. We are now out of time for today's program. Please join us again next time on English for You. Until then, I'm Joe.
And I'm Mike.
Goodbye.
The Little Mermaid. In the depths of the ocean, farther than the mind could imagine, is the castle of the Sea King. It has walls made out of coral, and the roof is built from shells that open and close as water flows over them. Inside, the king rules over everything that swims through the clear blue water. The Sea King lives with his mother and his 6 beautiful mermaid daughters. Out of his daughters, the youngest is the prettiest of them all. She is a strange child, quiet and curious. She loves to take care of her garden. She cares so much for her pretty red blooms, which remind her of the sun. She cannot wait until she turns 15. At this age, her grandmother will allow her to visit the world above. When the Little Mermaid finally is old enough, She sets off from the deep to the top of the water. The first thing she sees is a large ship. There is music and song on board, and the little mermaid swims close to the cabin windows. She can see many people inside. Among them is a handsome young prince with large black eyes. The party is for his 16th birthday.
Vocabulary Review.
Farther. The beach was farther away than the swimmers thought. Flow. Penelope turned on the hose and watched the water flow out onto the grass. Rule. In Sweden, a king and queen still rule over the country. Curious. As a child, Albert Einstein was very curious. Remind. The delicious meal reminded me of my grandmother's cooking. Cabin. The sailors gathered in the cabin of the ship to play cards.